Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, let's start with the Irish Times, and it leads with McDonald orders overhaul of Sinn Féin governance. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald has ordered a complete overhaul of governance procedures within her party after two former party press officers provided references for their ex-colleague Michael McMonagall, who has been convicted of child sex offences. Pressure has been building on Ms. McDonald to address questions about the ongoing controversy after it emerged that Sean McGeer, an influential and long-standing Sinn Féin figure who headed its media operation in the north, and his colleague Caelan McGinley left the party after it was revealed they had provided the references for McGonagall. And after days of scrutiny on the issue, McDonald issued a statement condemning the actions of the two former Sinn Féin members and promising an overhaul of governance structures within the party. And that's the lead story on the Irish Times. Well, the Dublin Airport passenger cap is never far from the headlines. It features on the front of the Irish Times again. It'll feature on News Talk Breakfast later as well. The regulators confirmed plans yesterday to limit airlines at Dublin Airport to 25.2 million passengers next summer, in a move that faced immediate legal action from Ryanair. The Irish Aviation Authority last month proposed the limit in a bid to keep passenger numbers within the 32 million per year cap imposed by planners in 2007 to manage traffic congestion on the roads around the airport. And yesterday, the authority confirmed it would limit airlines to a capacity of 25.2 million passengers for the summer 2025 scheduling season, costing carriers 1 million seats between next March and October. And as you heard in the bulletin there, Michael O'Leary not very happy, and legal action will be taken in relation to that. And that is likely to dominate for some time, really, because the decision on the passenger cap and the appeal to have it changed is expected to take some time for Fingal County Council to make a decision. So that'll rumble on as well. The Irish Examiner as well, its lead story is Israel reckless towards Irish troops, incursions over blue line in danger, UN peacekeepers, says the Taoiseach. Another headline on the front of their paper, Cork City traders face 3% commercial rates increase. Traders in Cork City could face a commercial rate hike of up to 3% as the city tries to plug a 3 million euro deficit for next year. Talks on the City Council's budget continues, and it's emerged that an increase in commercial rates is among the measures being considered as councillors and officials work towards striking a balanced budget. And this is a story by Own English. There are suggestions the increase could be in the order of 3%, but this has not been confirmed as negotiations continues. And of course, there's pressure on small businesses throughout the country, I suppose, and complaints about costs, etc. So they won't be too happy if they have to face an increase in commercial rates in Cork. And obviously, we'll see what the developments are in local authorities in the rest of the country as local authorities strike their budgets towards the end of the year. The Irish Independent, its lead story, Ukrainians may seek asylum as benefits cut back. The state has been warned. The government is concerned Ukrainians refugees are applying for international protection because asylum seekers are provided with better state supports. A recent cabinet committee meeting heard that almost 800 Ukrainians in Ireland have applied for asylum since August, which senior officials say needs to be monitored and mitigated. The warning came as ministers debated reducing welfare for Ukrainians under temporary protection. So that story leading the Irish Independent. The Irish Daily Mail, Harris's emergency meeting with Army Chief over Lebanon. The Taoiseach and other coalition leaders held an emergency meeting with the Army Chief of Staff last night to discuss the deepening crisis in Lebanon. The Irish Daily Mail can reveal Simon Harris went straight from a phone call with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to a meeting with Lieutenant General Sean Clancy to discuss our peacekeeping force with Israeli troops close to the Irish soldiers' position. The paper says cabinet sources familiar with last night's discussion said the situation has become very serious. While the leaders met with Lieutenant General Clancy in one room, a further group of top army brass met with government officials. So we'll keep an eye on how that story develops. And the cabinet, of course, is meeting today as well. So we'll probably hear from ministers on that. The Irish Daily Mirror, its lead story is a school bus horror. The four taken to hospital after a terrifying crash. Four people were rushed to hospital yesterday after a school bus ploughed into a field and overturned. Pupils were left screaming as the horrific scene unfolded on a narrow road near Carrow Door in County Down. And that happened at around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The Irish Daily Star's lead story is also that bus crash. A coach full of kids flips school bus. Miracle, four hurt but none killed after vehicle with 44 on board crashes. And it has the dramatic picture there of the overturned bus in County Down. And the Irish Sun, it leads with, "If we resist, they'll kill us." And this is the interview with the an Irish girl that was kidnapped by Hamas thugs and held for over 50 days. And she's opened up on her terrifying ordeal. For the first time, 9-year-old Emily Hand was taken from a friend's home in Israel on October the 7th last year. Recounting the moment the terrorists entered the house, she tells a documentary, "They threatened us with a knife. If we resist, they'll kill us." And that's the lead story on the Irish Sun. I'm really showing how, you know, well, a number of the stories showing how Ireland is impacted by the Middle East, really, and the conflict that's ongoing there. Our soldiers in Lebanon and Emily Hand there actually caught up in the events of October the 7th last year. Well, they're the stories leading the headlines. Inside the papers, a few stories that caught my eye. The Irish Independent on page 3, walkway to be installed on Rome's iconic Trevi Fountain for cleaning job. A glass and steel walkway is to be built across Rome's Trevi Fountain, restricting access to visitors as the water is emptied ahead of a thorough scrubbing. Only a few people will be allowed on the walkway at once in what the city authorities say will be a likely precursor to charging an entrance fee to the Baroque Monument. The city announced in September that it wants to introduce a tourist fee to tackle overcrowding at the landmark, which attracts millions of visitors a year. I was in Rome in May, and I have to say the crowds there were incredible around the Trevi Fountain. It's still worth seeing. Well, we're seeing both during the day and at night, but you really do have to battle the crowds. And really, over-tourism is a huge issue for so many countries now, and it'll be interesting to see how each country develops. And I'm sure we have a bit of it as well ourselves here in Ireland and certain parts, certainly the Wild Atlantic Way as well. We see how it goes there. Also in the Irish Independent, the first Mormon temple built in Ireland will remove need to go to England for worship. Keane O'Brien, the first Mormon temple in Ireland is to be established, he reports, in Dublin as part of a worldwide expansion of the mostly US-based religious faith. Russell L. Nelson, the 100-year-old president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has announced 17 new temples will be built. The church now has 367 such houses operating under construction or scheduled to be constructed across the globe. And the church was introduced to Ireland in 1840 when early missionaries baptised the first convert. Interesting to see how that is developed. The Irish Times, has a report on the cost of social housing and how much it costs to build individual units. And it says the all-in cost of, this is a Martin Wall report, the all-in cost of developing a two-bedroom, single-storey unit of accommodation in a social housing scheme in Dublin City is close to €450,000. New official figures show, the Department of Housing said the basic unit cost for new build social housing schemes range from €235,800 in County Roscommon to that figure of €449,500 in Dublin City. The basic unit cost figures were circulated by the department to local authorities in May this year. They're not usually released publicly. The department said the basic unit cost of a single story two-bedroom unit in Dunleary Ratdown was €403,386 in South Dublin. And the figure for Fingal was €361,000. It's understood the cost in Cork County was €302,000 and €351,000 in Cork City. So really the cost of social housing, a huge pressure on government finances there at the moment. In the Irish Daily Mail, inside the Irish Daily Mail, they have a Batchick's chain reaction. The TD called for provision of a second bike shelter. This story by Craig Hughes, the political editor, says Labour Party leader Ivana Batchick requested that another bike shed be purchased for Leinster House in the days after the infamous €336,000 shelter was unveiled. Ms Batchick wrote to the Oireachtas Commission stating it was urgent that further bike parking and shelters be provided at Leinster House. She noted the new facilities were a significant distance from any entrance to Leinster House and said that in order for bike parking to be really suitable, it should be positioned close to workplace entrances to allow staff to change out of rain gear before entering the building. And the current bike shelter is a 1 minute walk from the side entrance to the building. So an interesting take on the new, on that bike shed, which again, like so many other things, it keeps making the headlines. Gardaí have lists of Oireachtas members targeted by Russians is another story in the Irish Times. Gardaí have completed a list of members of the Oireachtas and other people, including those in academia, they believe have been targeted by Russians in Ireland, seeking to exploit them for information gathering and destabilising the state. One member of the Oireachtas was allegedly contacted by personnel attached to the Russian embassy during Brexit, according to a report in the Sunday Times. Well, sources said other similar approaches were made around the same time and in the period since by Russia to Oireachtas members through third parties in a bid to begin the process of building relationships with them. Though it's thought that the majority of these approaches were rebuffed, some are believed to have resulted in meetings with the third parties who initiated the contact. The Irish Daily Mirror, a couple of papers actually reporting on this. Maddie suspect could walk free in months. Insufficient evidence fear as trial ends. Madeleine McCann suspect Christian Bruckner will discover his fate today as his long-running sex crimes trial comes to an end. The paedophile Bruckner, 47, is accused of rape and exposing himself to children in Portugal. The charges are unconnected to the investigation into Madeleine's 2007 disappearance, in which he denies any involvement, and he's nearing the end of a 7-year jail term for another offence there in Praia da Luz on the Algarve. So, but we should learn some more about his current court appearance today. That's according to the Irish Daily Mirror. And the Irish Daily Mail, it also has, and another number of outlets have this, the got a high blood pressure reading, maybe your arm was placed in the wrong position. Patients may be misdiagnosed with high blood pressure because their arm is placed in the wrong position in tests. A study has revealed the right position, backed by medical experts, is to rest the forearm on a table while sitting in an upright chair, as the cuff around the upper arm is inflated. Other positions, such as putting the arm on your lap or to the side, can substantially overestimate blood pressure, researchers have found. I can't say that any GP that I've been to has ever put my arm down by my side while I've been taking blood pressure. But yeah, and I usually get very nervous when I'm taking those tests as well. And one last story that caught my eye: are the good old days at their limit? Life expectancy gains are slowing despite medical advances, according to new research. How long people live increased rapidly through the 19th century and the first half of the 20th century thanks to healthier diets, medical advances and other improvements. And some scientists even predicted in 1990 that those rapid gains would continue, leading to radical life extension beyond 100. However, according to the latest statistics from the World Health Organization, the average life expectancy is 81.6 in Ireland, which is a jump from 76 in 2000. But a new analysis published in the journal Nature Aging proposes that we may be nearing the limit of human longevity.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.